Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review, number 28, I believe.
Yes,
I am Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Braceboy, or Sam. And this is episode 28. Yeah, you episode, already
yeah,
said
sorry,
it.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I broke the formula saying it was the 28th.
Have you enjoyed the weather? Yeah, I'm now just going to ask random questions to fill it up.
Yes, Brace Boy, I've enjoyed the weather very much.
It has been great weather here in the Netherlands. Global warming is in full effect and we're still in the upside of global warming before the polar bears start munching on our children.
Yeah. And
which is going to happen in like 10 years or
before
so.
Before curfew is in effect.
Yeah, that too as well. Yeah.
But, we're back with another crisp. A crisp you requested indirectly.
Yeah, you voted for.
Yes.
You're the listener.
And it has become, if you haven't seen the polls, the quinoa, sour cream and chives flavor chips from Eat Real.
Yeah. It's basically crunchy sour cream and onion flavored birdseed. That is supposedly very nice, and it's also
which is also gluten free.
Yeah, but everything from Eat Real, is gluten free and vegan.
Yeah, but I thought maybe it's good to
hashtag vegan life. Yeah. Hashtag vegan cat.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm very excited to try this one.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
So, you're not? Well...
Yeah, I was hoping for Collision Colossus. but
Doritos Collision.
Yeah.
Stop making stupid Magic the Gathering references.
I was hoping for Collision Colossus.
Well, but now we are going to try the crisp.
Yeah.
So, here... Ooh, stuff bag. It smells a bit like cereal.
Okay.
A little bit soury. I'll try a couple and pass over the bag to a Beret's boy.
To be honest, I had an uncle for. I still have an. You met him, Rick, my great. Uncle, I believe that's in English. Never mind, it's my uncle. And my uncle had birds for a time. And my uncle's still alive, the birds aren't. Sometimes when I stayed there to hang out when I was still a small child, we'd go to a bird shop to get bird seeds. And the shop smelled a little bit faintly like these crisps, which isn't a bad sign. I'm just... It takes me back in my memory. That's just what I'm trying to say. But it's good. Oh. However, they taste like sour cream and onion.
Faintly.
But my first bite was a really...
Okay.
Intense sour cream and onion flavor.
And the rest?
You're right. It's faintly in there. The flavor reminds me a little of Doritos Cool Ranch. Do you know of Cool New York? Of New York
yes,
Cool?
Yes, yes. I know which one you mean.
The ones in the blue bag.
Could be, yeah. I don't know. Shall we give it a quick roundup?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, smell. Faint smell, in my opinion.
A little seedy.
Flavor. I don't think these crisps are that nice. They're
okay.
I think they taste a bit like cardboard.
They are crunchy.
They are crunchy. They're definitely very crunchy.
I mean, they're a little bit flavorless, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I wouldn't get these for a party.
No.
My opinion. I give these 1.5 out of 5.
Okay. I give these maybe 1.5. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're
maybe 2, but not not 2. No. 1.5. I wouldn't buy these.
No. but we did.
It's also it's not the biggest, not the fullest bag. It's only 80 grams of crisps. And mm-hmm. do you recollect the price range these would fall in? I think more than 2 euros.
They
right?
were €2.15.
Yeah, so more than 2 euros for 80 grams of crisps. Then I even want to lower my score.
Maybe that's the quinoa talking.
I want to give them I want to give them 1 out of 5 instead of 1 out of 5.
Yeah,
one
they're
and
expensive and they don't bring that much. But
am I right?
We had the hummus crisps.
Yeah, and those were
Idril, and the hummus crisps were really nice. And we had the lentil crisps. And
those
Idril,
were also very nice.
Also very nice.
No, but these. Do you agree when I say expensive crisps or more expensive crisps should be better than cheaper crisps? Do you agree with this statement?
Yeah. So yeah, you are spending.
If I'm standing in the chips aisle, the crisps aisle, and I am thinking, either I buy. What is a crisp that we gave a high rank?
You want to treat yourself.
Yeah,
you
want
think,
to treat.
I want a real good tasting crisp.
Yeah, you.
And you see these, and you think, oh, quinoa. That's also very healthy.
But then go maybe go for something else. Go for, I don't know, what was a good reasonable crisp we had in the last couple of
for
weeks?
Less.
For less.
Well, we were both quite enthusiastic about the Knobbles.
Yeah, the Knobbles were good. Yeah, but that's like a really long time ago. But
the wasabi ginger?
If you have to choose this between the wasabi ginger are also not the cheapest crisps around. But
no,
these.
But they are very good.
And they are cheaper than these, probably.
Yes.
No, so I would go for that then, yes.
But that may be the quinoa talking.
But Marijn, maybe we should just focus on something else.
Yes.
Do you have a nice little trivia for us?
I do, and it is quinoa related.
Of course it is.
Because last week for the polls you said that these were bird seed crisps.
Yeah.
Now that I've tasted them, I can agree with that statement.
Yeah.
But here's the trivia. Quinoa's coating is a natural bird and pest repellent. So birds don't naturally eat quinoa.
No, but a lot of bird seeds, like, aren't natural seeds for birds. For birds.
Birds' birth?
I don't know.
Yeah, tongue twister. But you said you've seen it on a television show once that you could buy quinoa
for your birth. But then it's of course they've taken off the shell.
Because it can be rinsed in cold water and then the natural waxy coating
gets off there and then they are nice.
Yes, then it's nice to eat. But hey, as we declared ourselves hipsters and foodies, so it was only prone to happen that we tried these quinoa crisps.
Indeed.
Because, yeah, we had to, but, well, we're not that fond of it.
No.
No. So, let's get on.
let's get on with... it's a nice trivia, though. Let's go on with what is the next...
The Handicap Life.
The Handicap Life, yeah. About that.
Yeah.
We've been cured. We don't have a Handicap Life anymore.
Yeah, I still have... just minor problems with it, but with a few pills that can be
The thing is, Marijn still can't get a hard on when he wants to, so that's a minor problem.
Brace Boy is still acts as a retard.
It's the small things, but Marijn,
maybe we haven't cured, but we have learned to live with it.
Yeah,
we've
learned to live with it. It's gonna be all right, people. No, the short thing is. That our lives haven't really progressed since in the handicapped sense. There hasn't been any special stories. There haven't been. We haven't had any.
You just told me that you were getting a wheelchair next week, but you already told the listeners about you getting a wheelchair. So
that's not really interesting. No, and it's also not really the most exciting wheelchair I'm gonna get. So that's also no. It doesn't have sparkling wheels.
No,
it doesn't have.
Doesn't have an afterburner.
It doesn't have an afterburner. It doesn't have a cow shuffle thingy in front with which you can
a cow catcher
with which you can catch tourists when you're riding down the street with your 6'4". No.
So yeah, not much to to mention on this
specific topic. Maybe we should talk about what are you gonna do with King's Day? Maybe interesting for our international listeners is that King's Day is the birthday of our king. Yeah, we still have a king. Do you agree that in a political sense,
yeah,
our country would be better off if we would become a republic and not the type of republic we were in the late 16, 17, and 1500s, but a republic in the sense of Italy or Germany or France? Now, not really France, though, because...
Okay.
With France, you get the republic type that the president has also a lot of power to make laws. And in the German and Italian system, the president is just like we have a king now, somebody that on the moment that we have a new law or we're changing a law, there has to be a final person to sign off on the law, and that's then what now is the king would be the president then.
Okay. First, I think this is a very difficult question because I don't know that much about how things would go in a republic. Well, let's just...
So should I sketch a scenario for you?
Let's just say we are going to... adopt, if we are going to be a republic, we're going to adopt a republic like Germany is. I think that Germany is in a lot of ways quite similar to the way we govern
a country. Yeah, except that...
It's different because Germany is a federal state, so...
Yeah.
That's a difference, but I think that the way... I think the way things are problems are approached is somewhat similar and not as how should I say passionate as, for example, in France.
Yeah, that's true. So in a sense that what happens is that in Germany right now you have Angela Merkel,
yes,
which is she's the Bundeskanzler,
yes,
which translated to English she's the Prime Minister,
yeah.
And then there is a president, and I don't even know the president of Germany. I'm just going to look it up right now. It's a man. I know that for sure. And his president of Germany is Frank-Walter Steinmeier.
Steinmeier.
And Frank-Walter Steinmeier. So in day-to-day life, Angela Merkel is making all the decisions.
Yes.
Of course, together with parliament, and of course she still has to go through parliament and to the Senate to get bills of law agreed upon. When they are agreed upon, they are put in front of Frank-Walter Steinmeier, and Frank-Walter Steinmeier does only one thing. He says, oh, what a nice little piece of paper this is.
Wir schaffen das.
And then he puts his little scribble below on the dotted line, and then the law is made, or then the ruling is made into law.
This sounds
whatever.
Like I could do that.
Yeah, everybody. And then he does a speech like once two to three times a year. He does a speech.
I can do that too.
And when there is like something very joyous, like when they win a lot of medals or they win the World Cup or whatever, then Frank Walter Steinmeier is there and he says like, well done, okay, boys, or well done, girls, or well done, people. Good to do. And when there's something very sad, like a terrorist attack or something, or a lot of people died or whatever, then Frank Walter Steinmeier is there and he says like, ah, oh, that's shit, man. That's really shit. And then...
Scheiße.
And then that's it. And then sometimes he probably has to meet like
but
other
maybe
big...
Maybe we need to return to the question now.
Yeah.
My main problem as of now with a monarchy is that a lot of money paid by Dutch taxpayers...
By us, yeah.
Is going towards them while it is not exactly apparent... what they are doing for us.
Yeah.
Besides a party once a year. And then you can say, yeah, but they have a wide network of political contacts throughout the world and friendships with certain other royal families.
Yeah, but those friends...
For example, with Saudi Arabia. Now, that's a friend you want to have.
Yeah, and the king of Morocco and whatnot. Like, people like that. And
yeah, but...
And all those Burijn and
I don't see why you can't have that if you don't have a royal family ruling
now, of course,
your country.
So... of course, all those relationships with other nations and with other countries are not actually maintained by our king and queen. They aren't like WhatsApping the king of of Saudi Arabia on a daily basis. Like, hey man,
how are things with your country?
Yeah. How is your
still hot?
How was the Baba Ganoush this week? I don't know. Whatever you're gonna ask. I mean that's not gonna happen. What they are in a sense, that's of course done by a ministry. That's just done by people that have studied to do that.
Isn't there a special political department for that?
Yeah,
political of. Koningsrijksrelaties?
Yeah, but that's also a big part of buitenlandse zaken, foreign affairs.
And maybe internal affairs.
And maybe internal affairs sometimes, but that depends on what it is. And then, so...
Well, I can imagine Koningsdag is something for internal.
In a sense, there's also the big point of people that want a republic because a kingdom or having a royal family is very expensive. And in which I would say, as somebody that likes cultural heritage, yeah, that's true. We pay them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But also a lot of that money goes to maintenance of palaces and castles and stuff we have in the Netherlands, which we would still have if we would fire them tomorrow. And you still want to maintain these, you still want to uphold these palaces for public visitation or whatever. You still want to do stuff with them.
Because I can also imagine they are... we're not gonna a lot of tourists go to them.
We're not going to make it parking garages.
No,
we're not going to...
Well, maybe one.
Maybe one or two, but not all of them. And but the thing is that they also get paid quite a lot of money... To become our king and to be our king and queen, they get a lot of money because they need a big retinue of people because they can't make money themselves otherwise because they aren't allowed to have another job. Where if you make somebody a president in the way they have them in Germany, this Frank Walter Steinmeier guy, he's an older gentleman. He is just doing this at the end of his life after he already had a successful political career in which he already made a lot of money. So this is like a little bit of a pensioner role. He's just doing this. And he's still... Of course, he's getting paid to do this. It's not as if he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. some kind of charity work. But he doesn't have to be paid 200 million a year to do this job. He probably gets something more around... the number of 1 million or maybe 2 million a year. And that's a big difference then. So that all the money that we now spend to the royal family of the Netherlands could be invested in stuff that is also very nice. Like tanks. We don't have tanks anymore in the Netherlands. You no. never know when this crazy German...
No. We have friends.
Yeah, we have friends with tanks. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always handy to keep a couple of tanks around.
it might be. I also must say that it's not... for me, it's not a priority to get rid of our monarchy.
I think there
are other, maybe more important and easier to succeed in things we can do. I believe we can take a look at how we levy taxes, and that has been done. We could do that way more efficient.
No. You're totally right. That this is not the biggest problem we have in the Netherlands right now. But on the other hand, solving this issue with the big amounts of money we're paying for having a royal family, if we could spend that money on other stuff, we could solve a lot of other problems.
But the question then is, are they going to be solved how the people wants them to be solved?
I don't know. It's also the thing is that is it fair to the royal family to be chosen to never have any of your own passions or dreams or whatever, just be there and just be like, okay. I mean, this new kid, Amalia, I mean, she's the oldest daughter of our king. She's what, 16 years old or something?
Something like that, I believe.
Well, of course, her dad is going to be king for another 30, maybe 20 years or something. And then she's taking over the crown. And then, but until that time, yeah, she can go to study. It's even expected her to go to university or to do some kind of studying on a certain point. But she can never actually do anything with the stuff that she can never
get
a job. She neither can go into academics. She can,
but she doesn't have to. And
no, but she doesn't have to. But I think for a lot of people, if I might say so, it's very important. That's the whole thing. You want to have a job because you want to have an involved life, and you want to do something with your time.
And maybe we still have a subject for the handicapped life. Yeah. In a sense, they are handicapped.
Yeah, in a sense, they are handicapped indeed. No. Yeah,
Big bank account.
They're very big bank account. And they can walk wherever they can walk when there is enough protection and security and whatnot around them. Now, I'm also just thinking about those people and the fact that these people just might want to do something else with their lives instead of just being the royal family of the Netherlands.
Yeah, we say from the Netherlands that we are a country of freedom.
Yeah.
We hold freedom in a lot of aspects of our life in very high esteem.
Yeah.
But still, we are oppressing one family.
Yeah.
In a way, we are.
Yeah.
Which they are compensated generously.
A golden cage is still a cage, Marijn.
Yes, it's still a cage. That's true.
Yeah.
This was the handicap life.
This was the handicap life for this week.
That's great. So we reviewed Eat Real Quinoa Chip Crisps.
Yeah, we did.
Which we didn't find that exciting.
No, they were quite frankly, don't buy these crisps.
I was thinking,
do not buy.
Maybe they are nice, but
no, Marijn, do not buy.
This is purely an escape route because we still have half a bag. But are they nice with sweet and sour sauce? No, because they taste like cardboard.
No.
Then they taste like cardboard with sweet and sour sauce.
No.
So no, don't buy them.
No. We talked about the. You had a interesting trivia about quinoa.
Yeah, because you said it was bird seed, but it's not naturally bird seed.
No, 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 but it can be made into bird seed. It's interesting to know. It's interesting to know. And then we can now tell the nice people of the
internet. We forgot one very important thing, though.
What did we forget?
Up next. Are we going to do the Doritos collision or the Tiger Nuts?
No, I wanted to build into
that. Oh, you wanted to build into that. Oh, yeah. I'm always one step ahead and spoil it all.
Let's. So you can now enter the poll. Do you want to... So the poll is Tiger Nuts?
Yes.
Or?
Or Doritos collision.
Yeah.
Up for the... And
50,000
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't count.
Or Tiger Nuts.
Yeah.
On your request. Yeah. You wanted to try Tiger Nuts.
Yeah. Tiger Nuts aren't made from tigers.
No, okay.
Yeah. Just for the people out there that don't know what Tiger Nuts are.
But you were going to say something, how good you thought they were.
I'm going to say that when they get voted.
Oh, okay. So
when they win.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Are they going... So, Tiger Nuts or Doritos Collision, that's it.
Yeah.
That was the...
Yeah.
That was the episode.
Yeah, that was the episode.
Yeah, so...
And until next time...
That is how the crisp crunches...